Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance presents Lady Hamilton. Yes, tonight and every Tuesday night, Colgate Tooth Powder brings you the Theater of Romance, featuring each week your favorite stories and plays, especially adapted and written for radio. And here is your host of the evening, Arnold Moss, to tell you about this evening's presentation, Lady Hamilton.
Good evening. The love story of Emma, Lady Hamilton, and Lord Nelson is one of the great romances of history. She was the greatest beauty of her day. He, the greatest hero. He had a wife, and she a husband. Neither had ever been really in love until that first hour when they met in Italy, in the Hamilton drawing room. Her husband introduced them.
Lady Hamilton, may I present Captain Nelson of His Majesty's flagship?
Lady Hamilton?
Captain Nelson? We have heard something of your conquest, Captain Nelson. We are very proud to have you with us.
And I have heard much of your conquest, Lady Hamilton, and am honored to be here.
If you'll excuse me a moment, my dear, and be so gracious as to entertain Captain Nelson for me. I have an errand. It won't take long.
Of course, William.
You stay to dinner, Captain Nelson.
Oh, thank you. I would enjoy it very much.
Then I'll see you shortly. Please make yourself at home.
Thank you, sir.
Won't you sit down, Captain Nelson? Why are you staring at me, sir?
I saw a portrait of you once. I was sure no woman could be that beautiful.
And?
I wouldn't say that the portrait flattered you any.
You don't like me, do you, Captain Nelson?
Not especially. I'm not partial to beautiful women. I found them arrogant and selfish and spoiled.
I see.
Oh, I've offended you, and I apologize.
Not at all. You have a very strange conception of women, Captain.
I have very little understanding of women. I'm a sailor, not a courtier.
I knew a man once who had no use for women. I married him.
And do you love him?
That's a rather impertinent question.
We are dealing in impertinences, Lady Hamilton.
Then I shall answer it more honestly than will be to your taste.
Yes?
In all my life, I've met only one man that I could love, Captain Nelson.
And that man?
Yourself. And now, Captain Nelson, I'll show you to a room. You'll want a dress for dinner.
And now, before we continue the story of Lady Hamilton, here's a word from Del Sharbet.
Be ready for romance when it comes. Or if you've found romance, hold it securely against any love thief like even a whisper of unpleasing breath. Be sure. Brush your teeth with Colgate Tooth Powder. Because Colgate Tooth Powder stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth, stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10. Scientific tests prove this to be true. Then, too, Colgate Tooth Powder does a real job of cleansing. With amazing speed and effectiveness, its gentle polishing agent removes dull, dingy surface film from your teeth, reveals their natural luster. So don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate Tooth Powder night and morning and before every date. Begin tonight, won't you? Get Colgate Tooth Powder. Remember the name, Colgate Tooth Powder.
Five years were to pass before Lady Hamilton and Lord Nelson were to meet again. 5 years of brilliant victories for him.
My dear Lady Hamilton, I'm writing to tell you that we are sailing once more for Naples. You will soon be able to see the wreck of Horatio Nelson. May it count for a kindly judgment if scars are marks of honor. I find myself strangely anxious to see you again.
We are honored to have you as a guest, Admiral Nelson.
Ah, poor guest, I'm afraid. I didn't mean to return as an invalid.
How proud your wife must be. You have a letter from her this morning.
Lady Hamilton, since last we met, I've been thinking about what you said. You were jesting, weren't you?
Why, yes, of course. You knew that, didn't you, Admiral Nelson?
Lady Hamilton, I think you are a witch.
Admiral Nelson, How clever of you to find me out.
Oh, I was wondering when you were coming into the garden. Sit here where I can look at you.
If you like.
What are you thinking at this exact moment?
I was thinking that it was spring in England, and the guards would be walking up and down in front of Buckingham Palace in their scarlet coats. I was thinking that soon you will be back in England, and that I shall never see you again.
Emma, look at me. If you were not Lady Hamilton, if this were any garden, and we were two people without ties, what would you say to me, Emma?
You have no right to ask me that.
You have no right not to answer. Tell me, Emma.
I would say, don't leave me. Don't ever leave me. For when you go, all that I know and love goes with you.
My darling.
Why did you ask me? Why did I answer? Now it can never be unsaid.
It was never meant to be unsaid.
We have no right to say these things. We have no right to think them.
Once I thought a man could rule his life and his destiny, could say to his heart, love this woman. That's why I married. It was never right. I never could believe in it or make it right.
You won't believe in this either tomorrow. It's the moonlight and stars. It isn't real.
It's more real than anything we've ever known or ever will know.
Horatio, we are not two ordinary people. You are England's hero.
Is the blood of a hero cooler than any other man's? I love you, Emma. I'd cut my way around the world to marry you. I've been sleeping, and you've awakened me. I'll never lose you now.
No, no, it's wrong, I tell you. Oh, we're mad to talk like this.
All right, Emma. Then leave me. Go into the house. I will not follow you. I'll never speak of this to you again. Go on, Emma.
I cannot. God help us both, I cannot. William, there is something I must confess to you. Oh, William, I don't know how to tell you.
Spare us both the pain of confession, my dear. You wear your heart on your sleeve these days.
How you must hate me.
No, my dear. I am old, you're young and beautiful. Admiral Nelson is handsome, dashing, and a hero. You make a better couple. What do you want, Emma? What will make you happy?
I want a divorce.
And he is to get one, too?
Yes.
Then let him put his own affairs in order. The day he wins his divorce, you shall have yours. You have my word, Emma. You have my word.
He is going to England next week to see his wife.
And I'll take you to London, too.
It will be wonderful to be home again.
I'm afraid they won't be kind to you in London, my dear. In fact, I'm sure they won't be kind to you in London.
Have you heard about Lady Hamilton and Lord Nelson? Well, my dear,
it's the talk of every serving maid in the country.
They say that she and Lord Nelson are seen everywhere together.
They ride in the park every morning.
They went dancing last night in Piccadilly.
Had you heard?
Did you know?
They say they went.
I saw them
it's
myself.
The most scandalous.
She's a beauty.
What she can see in
what him. What he can see in a woman of her reputation.
I say it's a disgrace to the whole country.
They are talking about us, Emma.
Do you mind?
Do you?
No, I don't. I'm proud that you love me, Horatio, and want the world to know it.
There is no world but our world.
It's easy to believe that here in the park.
Someday soon I shall have my divorce. We'll pick a home in Devon County, and I shall say to the Admiralty, leave me in peace now. I've given you enough of my years.
And I will fix tea every afternoon for all the Devon ladies. And in the evening, we'll sit beside a large fire.
Do you suppose anyone would be surprised if I kissed you?
Not in the least.
Darling, I love you very much.
Listen. It's the changing of the guards. Oh, let's stop and listen.
Old guard, present arms! New guard, Up. Old God, slope, arms!
Oh, Horatio, I love England, and I love that ceremony. When I was a little girl, I used to stand here and watch the changing of the guard. It always made me cry. I never knew why.
I'll tell you why. There are your centuries for you. There's your England. Elizabeth could be in that castle, or Henry, or George of Hanover, or some George yet to come. You're very beautiful. Am I repeating myself? I seem to discover it all over again each time I'm with you.
Horatio, have you talked to Lady Nelson yet about the divorce?
I saw her last night. I have to talk further with her about the divorce.
She refused?
She'll see it our way, darling. She must. Now, please don't worry. Oh, I'll have to take you home now. I'm going to be quite late to Parliament as it is.
I wonder if she will see it our way. Oh, I wonder if she will.
Hamilton.
Good morning, Hobbs. It's a wonderful morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Mum. There's a lady waiting to see your Mum in the morning room. She wouldn't give her name.
A lady?
I never saw the lady before. I don't know who she is, Mum.
Never mind, Hobbs. I know who the lady is. Lady Nelson?
Yes, Lady Hamilton.
Won't you sit down? Perhaps you'd care for tea?
Thank you. I don't think I'll be staying long enough for tea.
As you like. You'll find that corner chair the most comfortable, I believe.
I wanted to see you. I'd heard you were a beauty. You are.
That's very kind of you.
Truth is truth. But remember, beauty is a treacherous thing, Lady Hamilton. When yours is gone, what will you have left?
I believe I will have what I've always had. Love is something deeper than admiration of face or figure, Lady Nelson.
You're proud, aren't you?
Yes.
Of course, and why not? May I ask your plans?
I have no plans, Lady Nelson. Only hopes.
I've talked with my husband. He is obviously infatuated with you.
I don't care for that word.
Nor do I. I will not give him a divorce, Lady Hamilton. It's Lord and Lady Nelson in England. Don't forget that. It's going to stay that way.
Then there is nothing further for us to discuss.
Did you think you could steal and never face the penalty? Did you think you could take my husband and never face me?
Lady Nelson, do you suppose I wanted to love him, or he me? Don't you suppose that he has pitied you and William, and that I have pitied you?
Pity? How dare you pity me? How dare you?
Lady Nelson, he is the whole world to me, and it is that way with him. You can beat it, flay at it with your logic and your rights, but you cannot even touch it.
I see there is nothing to be gained from talking to you. It is useless to talk of honor with your kind.
I have my own peculiar standards of honor. I've never violated them.
I will not give him up.
Nor will I.
Good day, Lady Hamilton.
Good day, Lady Nelson.
It's war with France again, I tell you. War! Gentlemen, it is my opinion that only one man in England is qualified to lead the Mediterranean Command, Admiral Nelson.
My lords, with all due respect and gratitude, I thank you for your confidence in honoring me with another command. I regret that I cannot accept at this time.
Napoleon will conquer England within a month. If our fleet cannot destroy him, we are lost.
Admiral Nelson can save us!
Nelson! Nelson! Nelson!
I regret that at this time I cannot go to battle again.
I find it a little hard to believe that Parliament would actually come to me to ask a favor.
Lady Hamilton, it was not an easy decision on our part to appeal to you, but Nelson has positively refused to fight for England again. Our hope is that you can persuade him to go.
He's given you all his life. Now he's older, he's crippled. He has perhaps a third of his life left to live. Is he not to have even that much?
This is England's desperate hour, Lady Hamilton. Everyone must fight for her or we shall be conquered. You chose to love a hero. You've been his inspiration. Now you must be his strength.
Somehow, I feel that if I send him from me now, I send him to his death.
His country needs him, Lady Hamilton. Everything we love and hold dear in England is at stake. This is a death struggle. And he is the only man in the world who can lead us. Surely, Lady Hamilton, you would not set your love or your personal happiness above your country.
I'll talk to him. I'll talk to him. Horatio, I've brought your sword down and...
Emma, listen to me. I fought for England. Now I want to live in England. I want to know the slow passing of English days. I want earth that is mine. I want nights to spend before fires. I want books to read and friends about me. I've earned those things, Emma.
I hope you won't run into any storms between here and the Mediterranean. I'll send you letters every other day.
Why are you doing this, Emma? Why are you saying these things? These are the years I fought for. These few years of peace that we were to have together.
My darling, your role in history is to go forth to battle. Mine, to bind your wounds, to love you, and to see you forth again. To borrow you, but never to hold you. You have belonged to England, and you always will.
I can't understand you, Emma. I thought my staying meant as much to you as it does to me. I knew we should have to fight for it, but I thought you would fight with me.
You cannot stay. You have no right to stay. In your trust in this hour are all the things that are English. The fields and the flowers of Devon. The waters of Avon and the Thames. Westminster Abbey. The Tower of London and the people who have watched it. Henry and Elizabeth and Cromwell and Raleigh. Tea and crumpets and grey London fogs and Piccadilly and Leicester Square. English tradition and customs. England yesterday and today and tomorrow. And all in your trust, my darling. All in your trust.
What would you have me bring you from this trip? A bit of lace? Perhaps a shawl?
Oh, my darling. My darling. Come in. Lady Nelson, won't you come in?
I came to wait with you. I knew that you would receive word first.
I'll take your things.
That's a good portrait of him. It's very recent, isn't it?
Yes. It was finished after the last campaign.
I hated you once. I don't hate you now. I don't believe you can help loving him.
Thank you for saying that.
We were both very young when we were married. It was a marriage of prudence, nothing more. If I fell in love with him one day when it was too late and I had already lost him, it was not his fault.
I'm very sorry.
I don't want your pity. They told me you sent him on this command. If you had been the woman I once thought you, you would have kept him with you at any price. I came here today to tell you. You have won your victory, Lady Hamilton. He shall have his divorce.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Come.
I have a message for Lady Hamilton from Trafalgar.
Trafalgar, give it to me quickly. Here you are, Lady Nelson. You'll want to read this.
Old guard, present arms!
guard, present. Halt! All guard, slow arms. You guard, slow hip.
The changing of the guard. Let's come every day we can, even when we're very old. I'll fix tea every afternoon for all the Devon ladies. To bind your wounds, to borrow you, but never to hold you. England, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And all in your trust, my darling. All in your trust. What does it matter if a heart breaks, if a man dies, or 1,000 men? As long as guards are changed and flags are high in London, as long as England lives.
The curtain has fallen on tonight's play, and in just a moment we'll hear about next week's performance. But first, the breath of romance is ever sweet. Ever sweet? Well, that's up to you. One way to be sure is to brush your teeth before every date with Colgate tooth powder. Because Colgate tooth powder not only removes dull film quickly and safely from your teeth, revealing all their natural brilliance, but at the same time it gives you a breath that's sweet and wholesome. And that's a fact, friends, for scientific tests have proved beyond question that Colgate tooth powder actually stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth, stops it instantly in 7 cases out of 10. And it's just that easy, too. Simply brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. Remember, Colgate tooth powder.
Our play next week is a romance of the golden city of glamour, success, and heartbreak, Hollywood. Since the day of its release, the motion picture has been one of your favorites. Its story of a small-town girl who became a star and of her love for a man who became a falling star as she rose is one of the finest of modern times. The title, A Star is Born. Until next Tuesday, then, when Colgate Tooth Powder's Theater of Romance brings you A Star is Born. This is your host, Arnold Moss, saying good night and wishing you love, happiness, and romance.
In tonight's play, Lady Hamilton was played by Gertrude Warner and Lord Nelson by Peter Donald. Alfred Shirley was heard as William Hamilton and Joan Wetmore as Lady Nelson. Lady Hamilton is an original radio play by Gene Holloway. The music was composed and conducted by Ben Ludlow, and the production was directed by Marx Loeb. Tune in this station for Blondie next Sunday night and every Sunday night from August 13th on. The beloved Blondie program starring Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake now comes to you over the Columbia Network Sunday nights. Don't miss next Sunday's fun with Blondie, Dagwood, and the whole Bumstead family of Shady Lane Avenue. See the radio page in your newspaper for time of broadcast. Remember, it's Blondie on the Columbia Network from next Sunday on.
Latest reports from doctors on the 14-day Palmolive plan.
Louisville reports better complexions for 71%.
Philadelphia reports better complexions for 86%.
In city after city, doctors tested the 14-day Palmolive plan on all types of skin. And 2 out of 3 of all women tested got better complexions in 14 days.
What is this 14-day Palmolive plan?
Wash your face 3 times a day with Palmolive soap. Then each time take 60 seconds more to massage Palmolive's lovely soft lather onto your skin, as you would a cream. Then rinse. This cleansing massage with Palmolive's lather brings your skin its full, beautifying effect.
See what Palmolive can do for your skin in 14 days. Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.